Exercise 5, page 21. 1.
Anna, I'm sure that when you tell people you build homes from children's Lego bricks, you get a few surprised faces, don't you?
Absolutely. It really is quite amusing. People often think I'm some kind of toy developer or I'm pulling their leg, but actually I'm very serious. You see, our team has successfully taken plastic materials that would normally end up in landfills, and we've invented a manufacturing process that turns that plastic waste into full-size bricks that can be used for building homes for those who don't have them.
That's extraordinary. What sort of size dwellings are we talking about?
Well, although the homes can be of almost any size, the end product we are looking at would be small one-room structures that would get people off the streets.
That's really going to help solve a big problem then. But where would these homes be built?
Since you can easily disassemble them and move the bricks to another location, it's very flexible. In fact, they can be moved to wherever the problem of homelessness is the most severe.
That's brilliant. Thank you, Anna.
2.
Good afternoon, sir. Is there anything I can help you with today?
Oh, hello. Yes, I wonder if you could help, actually. I'm redecorating my house at the moment, and I was hoping to get some advice on these paints. There's so many, and I'm a bit confused.
Of course. Which room are you painting?
I'm redoing our bathroom, and my wife really has her heart set on this paint here. Orchid white.
Ah, I see. Unfortunately, that's a regular emulsion paint for interior walls, for living rooms and bedrooms and such. You'll need a water-resistant paint with a high shine or slightly shiny finish.
Oh, really? Excuse my ignorance, but why is that exactly?
Since a bathroom is a humid environment with potential water contact on walls, you need something durable that can cope with that. I'm afraid that regular emulsions like the one you've chosen won't be up to the job and won't last.
Oh, I didn't realize it made any difference. Do you have a similar color in high shine finish? I prefer that to paint that's only slightly shiny.
I think this one, Honeymoon, is the closest match color-wise. The shade is very similar, and it's also appropriate for your needs.
Excellent. I'll have a large tin of that then, please.
3.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our first session at today's Dream Home Seminar. It's such a joy to see so many new faces here and all so full of enthusiasm for the industry. I can remember when I first started my career as a junior property developer. I had the same passion for property development that all of you no doubt have. If you'd told me then that I would end up being an elite developer and later would be giving seminars to crowds of hundreds, I'd probably have laughed. But here we are. I'm living proof that anything is possible for anyone in this remarkable industry. Because trust me, if I can do it, so can all of you. You never know, maybe in 5 or 10 years, you'll be up here too, passing on your knowledge to a new generation of people looking to make it big. Because, as we all know, there's no doubt that property is a highly successful and dynamic sector. Even so, we have to remember there's more to things than profits and commissions alone. I have always prided myself on helping the client and helping them to find their perfect home. Somewhere special and unique for their family that will serve as a paradise for them and their children. After all, let's not forget the famous saying that an Englishman's home is his castle. Each of you can be the custodian to that castle. The knight, if you will, that can direct the king and queen to their palace. As we say at Smith & Wills Associates, we make dreams happen that build a better world. Now, I know what you're thinking. Sure, that all sounds very nice, doesn't it? But how do we actually go about doing that? Well, you'll need lots of talent and a very diverse skill set. You need an eye for identifying trends in the sector and predicting how and if they will change. What are the hot topics or desirable elements? Apartment living, detached homes, suburban or inner city locations? I know we go on about this a lot, but location, location, location. Never forget the importance of that element in any property equation. You'll also have to be aware of interior design and architectural trends and tastes. Don't overlook that. Interior design is just as important as fashion in a clothing context. You don't want to develop a property with, say, a lot of glass and metal if the market is moving towards natural materials, such as wood or tile. Lastly, and most importantly, you need people skills. People are at the heart of any home. We have to always keep that as our guiding principle. People before bricks and mortar. Right, on that note, let's have a short break for some coffee before we start our first group session.